Typhoid is a bacterial disease which often spreads through contaminated food, water, and other means. Michael Chideme, the spokesperson for Harare City Council, says this time around, typhoid didn't spread.
There have not been any new cases of typhoid. The only 4 cases that were reported are the ones that we dealt with.
The containment of the disease is welcome news, but Itai Rusike, Executive Director for Community Working Group on Health, says it's not going away.
Typhoid is most likely going to be with us for a long time. In fact, it has become endemic as long as the local authorities, including the government, do not address the fundamental public health concerns. If you look at most of our urban areas, the issue of water has become a real challenge. So as long as we don't address the issue of uninterrupted supply of water.
Drought has led to water shortages that have left levels in reservoirs dangerously low. In addition, the delivery system is antiquated and economic problems have left the cities with scant funds for water treatment chemicals and repairs. Hardlife Mudzingwa is with the Water Alliance of Zimbabwe. He says access to safe water has left thirsty residents searching for alternatives.
People have resorted to alternative water sources, which unfortunately in some areas are unprotected wells.
Rusike gives an example of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second capital, which did not have water shortages until recently. Pondering on solutions, he says, the Public Health Act should be respected and the Ministry of Health should intervene every time any urban center goes for 48 hours without running water in the taps. What's more, he says, local authorities need to raise money for water and sanitation from service fees by residents to tackle the root causes of the problems or diseases will continuously resurface. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinamashe from Harare.